Hello and welcome to our Texas Talk podcast. I'm your host for the week, Anthony Wood, and with me today is one of the very recognizable voices of the Houston Texans, Drew Doherty. Drew, thank you very much for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm great, Anthony. Great to talk with you again. How you been, bud?
Very good, thanks. All the better that now that football's finally back. And that was my first question for you. How good is it to have football back?
It's great. It really is. I mean, I've been wanting this since, January 8th, January 9th. Because, that Texans team that played against the Colts in the postseason, that's not the team that I'd seen all season long.
No, and, certainly.
They had a bad game, and the Colts had a great game, and they beat them. But, I'm ready for – I was ready then, and I'm ready now for the season to get going. I can't wait.
Absolutely. And what's it like to have all the players and coaches back in the building now? I suppose they've been coming and going all off season, but everyone's back there now.
That's right, yeah. And you're right about that. They have been coming and going, and there have been a lot of faces that you've seen throughout the summer. But they're all out on the field finally together, and we're able to see it. And it was good today. It was a really good first day of work. You know, you and I talked off the air a little bit, and I mentioned nobody got hurt. So that's always a positive as well, because you see the news around the league of guys, going down. So you hope that never happens to your team. But, yeah, it was a good first day, and it was a fun first day. And the pads will come on in a couple days on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, it went well on day number one.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, we've heard the news, obviously, about Michael Bennett and J.J. Wilcox about their injury. So it's certainly good news to come out of at least day one with nothing to really worry about. Here's something I was curious about. I know that Deshaun Watson made some comments post-training earlier where he said that there was a good spirit. He felt like there was a really good sort of vibe around the locker room. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that sort of real togetherness in this group?
Yeah, I think there is a confidence and an excitement, especially when you have a quarterback like you have in Deshaun Watson. You haven't had a real leader at that position with a track record since you had Schaub when he was doing some nice things. But Watson's better than Schaub, and Watson can do more things than Schaub, and I think that's why that's one of the many reasons people are really excited internally. And they also see the weapons that are surrounding Watson. I don't know on paper that you've ever had weapons like this with this potential.
Absolutely.
You had Andre Johnson. He's one of the greatest players ever, and he's one of the greatest offensive player in team history. But I don't know there was the explosiveness alongside Andre like you have with Will Fuller and Kiki QT and this crop of tight ends. You've had them in spots, but I don't know that collectively, health being the key, you've had it like this.
Certainly. And obviously so far you've seen them now for a day or so for the most part. Has anyone really stood out to you as being in particularly good shape coming off of this offseason?
Today it looked a lot like it did in the spring, in that Kiki QT looked phenomenal. So did Vincent Smith. He was an undrafted rookie last year and came on late, had the nice touchdown catch at Philly. Those guys look good. The tight end group really looked good. You didn't see Kahale Waring out there, the rookie, and he will be back pretty soon. He's on the PUP. He had a great spring as well. You didn't see him today, but the rest of it, the Jordans, Darren Fells, they are really going to, I think, add something to this mix that you haven't seen in quite a while. So I was very excited by that. And then a guy you did not see in the spring, Will Fuller, looked very, very crisp. And that's a good thing because he left midseason with the ACL, and you wouldn't be able to tell that he had the ACL injury if you're out there watching him today.
I've got to ask, you mentioned the Jordans at tight end. They spoke in the offseason saying that they called themselves Lightning and Thunder. Is that something you've actually heard around the building, or is that, you think, something they're trying to push?
I heard it just in that press conference that you were referencing. Jordan Thomas is a million kilowatt personality.
Yeah.
And it kind of came out in the off season once they sort of stopped being rookies. Those rookies are kind of quiet in that first year around here, but then he sort of blossomed in the off season, and he's a really funny guy. And I think Texans fans are going to really enjoy seeing what he does on the field, in union with what he's like off the field, because he's got a fun personality. And Jordan Akins does as well, but he's a little bit older. He's been a professional athlete. He's a little bit more subdued, but he's got a good personality too. But I'm really excited to see what the tight ends might bring to the offense, because it's kind of been not a black hole, but it just hasn't been as loud a position group as it has in years past. You got to go back to the Owen Daniels days to see the production that he had with OD and Joel Dreesen and folks like that.
Certainly. And here's a question for you. I mean, obviously, for the last couple of years, we've had KJAC TV to watch on the Houston Texans.com. with Kareem obviously now in Denver, do you think maybe Jordan Thomas is someone to take over that role?
I'm sure he'd be all up for it. He's probably in the mix. You probably also have to watch out for Justin Reed.
Yes.
He's a talkative guy, and he's got fun things to say, and he can do some good things. So, yeah, that's Jordan Thomas is not a bad bet. You know, they call him Big Baby. So we'll have to see. I'll pass along your suggestions.
Sure. Thanks very much. So, obviously, you mentioned the tight end group, and you mentioned Carlo Waring wasn't out there today. Do you know what the situation with him is, how long we can expect him to be out for?
You know, I haven't heard specifics, but I get the impression from folks that I've talked to that it's not going to be long. Now, it's probably a little bit more serious than J.J. Watt's, because J.J. was joking today because he practiced today. But this morning he was on the PUP list. He was joking today. He's like, I didn't even know they were going to put me on the PUP list. He didn't hear about it until it was tweeted about. And so it didn't last long, because he was out there today looking like the J.J. Watt we know. He batted down two passes. He was in the backfield quite a bit. Deshaun Watson said he was a real nuisance, and I think Waring will be back pretty soon. He was out on the field. He wasn't in a helmet and jersey, but he was out there, and he was doing drills. So I don't think it'll be too long with him.
Excellent news. And yeah, I remember I heard my favorite comment of the day is probably Deshaun Watson calling J.J. Watt annoying because he kept batting down his passes today. That was my favorite part of the press conference. Obviously, you mentioned Will Fuller as well. How good is he looking? How fit is he looking at this point in time? From what I could tell, it all is looking definitely much more positive than a few months ago.
For sure. And, you know, you always have to put the asterisk by everything I'm saying with, hey, it's training camp and you're not, it's, you know, all that stuff. But in comparison to years past, he looked really good. Caught everything that came his way, didn't drop anything, and he was very crisp in and out of his movements. So, knock on wood, it looks like Will Fuller is picking up where he left off before the injury last year. I was very impressed with what he did. I tweeted out a video of him, and I tweeted out a video of QT as well, but they both really looked spry and shifty out there on the field today, and they were sure-handed as well, which is most important at the receiver spot.
That's excellent news. And obviously, you mentioned JJ before. He batted down passes today, which is obviously fantastic to hear.
Yeah.
Do you know why he was initially put on the PUP list, just out of curiosity?
I do not. It's always one. It's probably one of those things, just speculation, but probably just one of those things where they're being extra cautious with him because of what he went through 2 or 3 years ago. But, you know, he didn't practice it during OTAs, and I think that was more out of caution than anything. So we'll just have to see. But he was out there today, and he looked fine. So that's the bottom line. That's the best part.
Absolutely. That's excellent news. And we saw DeAndre Hopkins out there today as well. He wasn't training, but he was out there. Do you know what the situation is with him and roughly when we can expect him to be returning?
I don't know. I would be stunned if he's not out there week one. Not to say that he won't be out there before. Don't know the situation. But, you know, he was banged up in December. And I don't know if anyone's ever really going to know the true story about how tough he was during that stretch of games, because there were a couple games there where internally we thought, he's probably not going to be able to go. You know, it's going to be tough this week because it doesn't look like we're going to have Hopkins. And sure enough, he goes out, he warms up. You don't see him after that. And then he comes out and he has 100 yards receiving, catches a touchdown pass. Texans win it. You know, he is tough as beef jerky, and he really, what he gutted out and did last December and really last season on the whole is really remarkable. But folks aren't going to realize that because he did the improbable so many times and did it so startlingly well. But you got to also remember he was really, really tough and really banged up quite a bit last December.
Yeah, I remember there was one game in particular, I can't remember for the life of me which it was, when he said he essentially in the second half was playing with one arm because his shoulder was so bad. I mean, that was the
Colts, that was a playoff.
That was it, yes.
It all kind of went down. And you know, he was getting locked up there by the second, and nobody locked him up. I mean, that should have been a warning sign. So, yeah, he was gutting it out and giving everything he had. But, yeah, he had that shoulder thing going on, and that was no fun.
But yes, another player we did get back today, Matt Khalil. Obviously, first time we've really seen him line up in a Texans uniform. What did you see from him today? How's he looking to you? Because we didn't see him, obviously, a few weeks back.
Yeah, you know, and that's the toughest offensive line, defensive line. That's really the toughest to gauge at this point. There's no pads. So
yeah.
I suppose he was fine. He's going to be in the mix there, along with Julio and Davenport, along with the young guys there at tackle. We shall see. He's obviously very motivated, and he wants to get back, but it's too early to really tell. And if I were to say he looked great or oh, he looked bad, I'd be lying. I mean, he was not jumping offside. He was handling his business, but it's late July.
Yeah.
And it's really just so hard to tell at this point.
I suppose that's all we can really hope for at this point in time. I remember a little while ago.
Yeah, and he did everything that was asked of him and expected of him today. I thought he looked fine. Footwork was solid.
Exactly. It's like a little while ago. I think O'Brien called this sort of period the underwear Olympics, if I remember correctly, which I thought was fantastic.
Right.
Another player, obviously, that we need to keep a little eye out on. I heard earlier on that Isaac Whitney had left the field today on a cart. Do you know if there's anything going on there, or if that was just a precaution more than anything?
Good question. He's one of those young guys. He was around the team a little bit last year, and don't know what the future holds for him. Don't know what was going on. I'm sure there'll be some sort of announcement if it's serious in the next few days. But yeah, I'd be speaking out of turn and speaking out of ignorance if I were to say anything. I don't have a clue.
No, fair enough. And hopefully he'll be, hopefully it was just a precaution, nothing more. Another player who wasn't out there today, but I know Bill O'Brien said it, he should be back really shortly, was Nick Martin. Do you know how he's doing? If there's anything there we need to, again, be concerned about, or if it's just another precaution?
Yeah, I think if O'Brien's saying that he should be back pretty soon, it's probably nothing too very serious. So, yeah, he'll be back, I'm sure, pretty soon, and it'll be good to have him back. He's kind of the leader up front of that line as far as coordinating things. So, yeah, it'll be good to get Nick Martin back in the fold for sure.
Well, something I found very interesting is again, another comment from O'Brien today. He said that at one point in the offseason they had Titus Howard lining up at center. I mean, is that something? Oh, sorry, Max Sharping lineup. Is that something? Do you think we can expect to see more of going forward? Or is that more just sort of testing his versatility?
I don't know about center that we'd see him on the field, but I would not be stunned if Max Sharping starts on the offensive line the very first week.
Yes,
and I don't know where, but he's that good. He's that proficient. He's that advanced. I think you're going to see him play early and play for a long time here. I think he's going to turn out to be a really good pick, a very sure pick, and I can't wait to see him. He's going to make this team better, and I can't wait to see him do it because I think it's going to happen pretty soon.
I agree. I keep seeing all these ratings everywhere saying that the Texans line is one of the worst in the league, if not the worst. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think that they're really underrating the likes of Howard and Sharping in particular. For me, I think it was a very good pick.
Yeah, and the line does have to get better. There is a little bit of truth to some of those criticisms. The line has to get better, but it wasn't all those sacks that Watson took were not just the line's fault.
No.
So they'll get better. They'll be better. And I think you're going to see those sack numbers drop quite a bit this year. But yeah, it's got to improve. But I think Sharping's going to be one of the guys that helps it improve.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the other players that we're hoping, obviously, will come in and improve, in this case, the secondary, is Lonnie Johnson. I saw some clips from him earlier. What have you seen from him so far? Obviously, this the second-round corner. There be expectations for him going forward.
Yeah, he's a physical guy, and he's a big guy. He doesn't look like a cornerback when you see him. He looks like a big safety. Kind of body comparison. Do you remember Lonnie Ballantyne, the safety?
Yes.
Well, he looks kind of like Lonnie Ballantyne body-wise when you see him. Big, tall, muscular guy. And he was mixing it up today in practice, and he's going to get tested early, when you face the likes of this receivers that the Saints have and so on and so on. So, yeah, he's going to get some tests here right there in September to see where he does. But they obviously thought so highly of him that they took him in the second round. And they're going to be counting on him in the future for sure.
Certainly. And another cornerback they brought in recently, obviously, was Bradley Roby. Obviously, got a bit more experience than Johnson in the NFL. He's had some good years in Denver, some not so good years as well, unfortunately. But what are your expectations for him, and what have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, this is the second time I've seen him on the field. He practiced today and looked solid. He practiced on that final day of veteran minicamp, but he was out of for OTAs and didn't get get much work in. So we'll have to see. But he's another guy who's on a one-year deal, and he's highly motivated, and he's talked about it publicly, how he's playing for another big contract. So we'll see. I know during the offseason he was training on the side with DeAndre Hopkins and Deontay Foreman and some other folks, and there's some really cool videos out there of them getting after it on the hills along Buffalo Bayou and Allen Parkway. But yeah, I think he's primed to have a pretty good season, and if that's the case, man, it's really going to help this team out because at times the cornerback spot struggled in 2019.
Certainly, that was definitely one of the bigger issues last season. So, have you had any chances so far? Obviously, I know we're very early on, but have you had any chances to speak to any of the coaches, perhaps about players that have stood out to them, or even coaches that have stood out to them so far?
Yeah, it's still pretty early, but kind of like that list that I said earlier of guys like QT, the tight ends, Will Fuller, they really turned some heads and looked good. And then, all along through the spring, Deshaun Watson, this was his team. And it's remarkable, this was the first spring he really got to take reps as the number one. His rookie year, he was behind Savage. Last year, he was still rehabbing from the knee, so Whedon was getting a lot of those reps during team drills. But this year, in the spring, he did get those reps with the ones, and it looked good. I mean, he was pretty crisp looking, and now he's doing it in training camp through one day. So I can't wait. I mean, he continues in games to do things that amaze me and make you shake your head, and I would not bet against this guy. So
certainly,
I'm pretty excited.
Certainly, he's certainly one of the more exciting players on this team. That's for sure. Obviously, another change, the big change they've made down in Houston is they've installed that very large, I don't know what you'd want to call it, the cooler box, the cold room. I don't know. I mean, be honest with me, have you had a go in there yet? You must have wanted to at some point.
It wasn't bad. There was a cold front actually that came through a couple days ago, and I mean, it didn't get out of the 80s this morning, so that was nice. I probably won't be saying that in a week, but yeah, there's like a big, it looks basically like, a trailer, and they put it down to, below freezing, and the guys will go in there and help drop their core body temps if they're overheating, and there might have been a few that went in today, but not too many. So yeah, it's one of a bunch of innovations that the Texans front office has brought in and brought up this offseason. They've also got these floor-to-ceiling video walls in some of the meeting rooms, and then also in the weight room, or the sports performance center, they call it now, where you could basically line up, you put film up of your opponent and line up across from a defense or across from an offense, and you can kind of walk through, and it's sort of a little closer to reality than what you're actually just doing if you're just doing a plain walkthrough. So that's pretty fun. Those are just two little examples that the organization has done to really try and make this whole team better and win the Super Bowl, which is the goal this year. It's been the goal every year, and they're chasing after that for sure.
Can I just say, if I don't see videos of you and obviously John, DP, Mark soon lining up against an offense on those video screens, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Heavily guarded. I don't know if they're going to let us in, but I would like that, yeah.
So do you think, at the end of the day, do you think all these innovations they've invested in, is that really going to make a big difference for this team? I mean, I suppose the cooling element of it will help the rookies and the newer players to the area, but how about the veterans?
Ultimately, the longer I, do this, the more I firmly I believe this. Ultimately, you got to have the best quarterback, and that's going to change things. And I think they've got a quarterback who can do it now. Now, you want to surround him with weapons. You want to surround him with protection. You want a good defense, and you want to do all the other stuff like the Texans are doing, with these innovations to help him out. But it's going to rise and fall with your quarterback and what he does, and I think the arrow is up with the Texans and Deshaun Watson for sure.
Excellent news. So to round off, I spoke to former Texans receiver David Anderson recently, and I asked him this, and I'm going to see what you have to say as well. Who do you think obviously will be the next coach and the next non-coach to enter the Texans Ring of Honor?
Next coach to enter the Texans Ring of Honor?
Coach or front office member, how about that?
Oh, I think Bob McNair.
Yeah.
That's a natural. I would imagine it happens pretty soon too this season. So, that's kind of the no-brainer, I think, the Bob McNair selection. Because in 1999, October 99, we're coming up on the 20-year anniversary. He got football back to Houston. He kind of stayed confident, stayed calm when everybody said, no, L.A. is going to get this team. And he had the money, he had the resources, and he had the confidence to make it happen, and he did. And so, I think that's kind of a no-brainer as far as who's going in next.
Certainly. And can you think of any players who potentially might get in soon as well? I know that David pointed at Arian Foster.
Yeah, he's certainly in the mix. You know, what he did as a running back, you can't sneeze at it because you didn't have it before him. You haven't had it since. And, yeah, that would be a logical choice, I think. I think J.J. Watt's going to be in there. Well, I don't think. I know he'll be in there, but he's done. And I hope it's not anytime soon because, you know, the way he was playing last year was what we kind of grew accustomed to with him. So he'll be in. But, yeah, it depends on how exclusive you want to make it. And that's something I think that's still being decided. So we'll see.
Absolutely. Drew, thank you very much for speaking to us today. Where can our listeners find you on social media?
At Doherty Drew, and I'm on Instagram and Twitter, and at Doherty Drew, check me out, DOUGHERTYDREW, and love hearing from the fans.
Thank you very much for speaking to us once again. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, and we look forward to hearing from you throughout the off-season.
Great talking to you, Anthony.
Thank you very much. Of course, follow me on Twitter at ARWoodNFL, and of course, keep up to date with everything Texans at the Texans Wire of USA Today. Thank you very much for listening.